Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him. Turn me up, Mr. Soundman, to the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. When He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them. I wish I could sing like Brother Chris and Brother Eric. I'd just start out right there like a little mockingbird around the place. But I'm just left to do what I've got to do with. So that's what I'm fixing to do. He said He went unto them walking on the sea, and when disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer." Would somebody say, "Be of good cheer"? I sure need to hear from the people I pastor this month. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water." And so the Lord said the most wonderful words in my King James Bible. I sure would hate for another sideways Bible to take this word out. Said, "Come." God, I got bumped on me. Hocking back. He said, "Come." And when Peter was come down. Matter of fact, you're never going to get to where he is unless you come down. Come down out of the ship and watch this. Now throw all the rocks you want, neighbor. My King James Bible said He walked on the water. And that wasn't your grandma neither. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Boy, there's a Bible word that'll help you in your daily devotion. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand and called him and said, "O thou of little faith." I want to preach on this thought this morning. Oh Lord, I can't do it without You. You may be seated. Lord, I can't do it without You. Now, a lot of you walking around in this world think you're doing something by yourself. Can I tell you, without Him, you can do nothing. A lot of you got a nice job. I'm glad you do. But honey, it's not your intellect that keeps the payroll running. It's the God of glory seeing about you. Oh, we have a beautiful church, a nice facility. Thank God for the people here today. But honey, we not keeping this church open. Would the sound man turn me up this morning? Hey, we ain't keeping this thing together. We ain't keeping the bills paid. We ain't keeping the grass cut. We ain't doing nothing, 'cause we can do nothing without Him. Lord, I can't do it without You. Now I want to say, first of all, Lord, I can't go to the other side without You. Now He told His disciples in the first two verses, He constrained them to get into a ship and to go to the other side. Isn't that just like our God, to take a handful of people that deserved hell and send them to the other side? Ain't that just like our God to love us like that when we didn't love ourselves? He loved us, thank God. I want to say that He has built a bridge. I couldn't get to the other side. But Brother Gerald, I like that next verse there where He constrained His disciples. He said He went up on a mountain apart to pray alone. And the Bible said it was evening. Can I remind you of a place called Calvary, where the Lord went where me and you could not go? He went where the Baptist could not go. He went where the Pope could not go. He went to Calvary's cross and shed His blood. He went on a high place, on a holy place, in a lonely place, to make a way for me and you. I can't do it without You. Somebody said, I'd be a Christian if I could live it. Then you'll never be a Christian. But I'm glad greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm glad that those who are in Christ Jesus, I'm glad when the sinner reaches to the Savior by grace through faith, you become a child of God and you're placed in Christ. And honey, let me tell you, the Baptist will let you down. That watery grave will let you down. But the Lord Jesus will see you to the other side. I'm glad He'll take you through, neighbor. Thank God He made a way on Calvary's cross. Said He went up on a mountain alone. Can I remind you of the cries of Calvary? Said, Lord, why hast Thou forsaken me? Can I tell you, it was the loneliest place our Savior had ever known. He took the sins of me, and He took the sins of you, and the sins of the whole world, and took them on Calvary's hill, and shed His blood that we could go free today. And Lord, I can't make it to the other side without You. But I'm not worried about a thing, because I know one day You saved me. I know the Holy Ghost lives in me. I know my name is written down yonder in glory land world. Thank God what God does, He does forever. I'm glad He still saves old sinners today. Thank God He saves sinners. I noticed that He went up on the mountain to pray. Boy, aren't you glad the great intercessor took our case? Became man, the God-man. Took sin, became the curse, your curse, and my curse, and took our place. And went up to Calvary. And there He's made a way to the other side. Lord, I can't make it because of this overwhelming way. In Hebrews 10 and verse number 19, I love what the Bible says. You'll never go wrong reading the Bible. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. We ain't got time for no wimpy Christians. Somebody say amen. Boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We live in a day and hour where, preacher, you need to back off of the blood. You know, we don't want none of that bloody religion. Well, then you need to go to the Church of Christ church then. Because they want the water, so you can have the water, but I'll take the blood, neighbor. Because it's still the blood. It ain't no sense in no Church of Christ preacher calling me, wasting my time off the radio either. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way which He hath consecrated for us, the church, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He's faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. Hey, young kids, you ought to not be fussing and fighting and tearing each other down. You ought to be lifting each other up. Now, I fixed y'all in the amen corner. That's so you say amen. Say amen, Charlie. Good amen. That's a boy, son. Let us hold fast the faith. Let us consider one another. Watch this. Some of y'all need to unline it because you can't read this on Sunday night. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Y'all in trouble this morning. If it's ever been a time we need to be in church, it is today. I want to address something before I go to point two. What's this time out business? I noticed this morning in the background our world crumbling around and leaders and politicians stand up and say, take a moment of silence. Can I tell you, Jesus said, if you'll call upon me, I'll answer thee and show you great and mighty things. That's what's wrong with America. We've been quiet too long. A moment of silence. That's why we're in a mess. He said, if you'd call, I'll answer. Well, a call on the Lord Jesus that could save our nation today. No, it wasn't in the sermon, but it's become part of the sermon. Went up on the mountain to pray. Young people, you ain't got to keep silent about nothing. You can pray to the God of glory in the White House, honey, all the way to your house. You can pray to the God of glory any time. You ain't got to be quiet to your God. We don't need a moment of silence. We've got a nation that needs to hit our face and turn to God. Turn from our wicked ways and call on the God of glory to help us in our sin and in our situation. Oh, Lord, I can't do this without You. You know, I'd heard all my life about people being saved. And you know, Brother Jeff, I seen some folks and I know that they had something that I didn't have. And I know they had a peace inside of them that I sure did want. But Lord, I can't go to the other side without You.
Yes, sir. Right.
As good as some of you are, you can never be good enough to get you to the other side. God, over there, the sun shining. The Savior standing. The saints are shouting. I don't know what in the world some of y'all are going to do when you go to heaven and a little shouting tears you up. See, there the clock stops. Lord, I can't make it without you. Lord, I can't do it without you. Not only because this overwhelming way, but secondly, this overpowering wind. Isn't it amazing, soon as they got in the ship, the wind got up. I don't know why some of you are so troubled and so confused. Just because you love Jesus don't mean storms won't come. Matter of fact, the Bible said, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Like Brother Dwayne this morning, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I do like to know how words deal with my life. This word contrary means adversity. Hostility. Opposition. Young preachers, don't think everybody's going to love you for preaching this book. Child of God, don't think everybody's going to encourage you about going to church. Matter of fact, some of you rednecks, they're going to laugh at you tomorrow when they found out you've been to church. But I'd let them laugh. Because I'd rather be in this ship facing the storms of life. I'm glad that I am in fellowship. I've not always been able to preach that, Brother Lee. This morning I'm in fellowship. Thank God I've got relationship. I'm a child of the King. Joint heirs with Christ on everything. You say, Brother Ken, I met your mom and daddy. They didn't seem to be too wealthy. Oh, you didn't meet my father. My daddy lived at Armstrong Valley Road and didn't have a lot in this life. But honey, my father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And what the old black preacher said, he owns the taters under the hill. Glory to God. Lord, I can't do this without you. Lord, this overwhelming way and this overpowering wind. Watch what your Bible says. The ship was now in the midst of the sea. Brother Gerald, a lot of the Bible scholars will say that this ship started out in the northern tip of the sea. When the wind got up, it blew them in the midst of the sea. You may not know where you are today. Maybe your life is tossed. Can I give you some of the best advice a man's ever give you this side of heaven? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Because there's not a storm that He cannot steal. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like that as Brother Mike stood this morning, Lord sent a lot of word here today. Isn't it amazing a lot of times when the storm finds us, but it never does leave us the way that it found us. Watch what it says. The ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Anybody feel adversity? I laid down here Wednesday night. I got on Wednesday night, and honest to the Lord in heaven, I thought it was 95 demons beating me Wednesday. I laid down. Renee said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I got more devil on me right now that I can go to sleep with." Adversity. Boy, ain't it a blessing what these things bring sometimes. I mean, you just rolling on C's life and everything's wonderful, and all of a sudden, neighbor, the phone rings. And you was way up yonder on the north tip of this thing, and now this wind's done got up and done blowed you right in the midst of things. Lord, I can't do this without you. Yesterday I seen something. I don't want to dampen the service, but I will deal with this and then move on. One of the hardest parts of my job as a pastor is walking in with a family when their loved ones is laying there for the first time. Brother, you see a mama fall in a coffin. You see mom and daddy's weeping. See, people just see the nice clothes and nice cars with a preacher. They don't see what happens at 1 and 2 in the morning. They don't see none of that. The wind was a blowing. I've never in my life seen any sadder thing. And all of a sudden, Brother Mike, God done something that He done to this group. He gave me a word. And He said that you got to realize that you got a hope that nobody else has got. Matter of fact, I want to read it verbatim because I sure don't want to mess this thing up. I done read it once, but it'd be okay if we read it again. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, not the world, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, "Peace be still." You see, Lord, I can't do this without you. Jesus said in verse 26, when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they was troubled, said, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. And straightway, don't you tell me my Jesus is in the grave, friend. Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." I like what the author said. He didn't steal this storm. Look, He didn't steal the storm. He gave them a word in the storm. Storm's still raging. Peter's fishing. Get out of the boat. He didn't steal the storm there. He could have. He could say, "Hey, lay down." He didn't want to lay down yet. Matter of fact, He come in the fourth watch of the night, 23 and 6 in the morning. They've been this thing 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. I mean, rolling hard, blowing in the midst of that. "Boy, Lord, I wish the wind would stop." He said, "I'm not going to let the wind stop, but I'm going to give you something to help you stop the wind." He said, "I'm going to give you a word in your windstorm." Y'all thank God you can go to church where the Holy Ghost is at and speaks through your membership to give you a word in the storm. Oh, His word's wonderful. The devil hates this book. If the devil can get this book from this church, he's got us. The devil can get this book out of your life and out of your store. He's got you. But he said, be not afraid. It's I. Be a good cheer. He said, wind keep blowing a little bit. They're not right where I want to be yet. Till you get there, be a good cheer. Yes, I. Be not afraid. You know, we had a little devil trouble last week. And the devil told me everything but the truth. You can always tell when the devil's lying if he's talking. Like some politicians. I. You know, how many storms has got up? But it's him. He said, I know the wind's blowing. All that you seeing, you ought not let it trouble you because it's me. This word spirit is phantom. Scary. I hear a lot of people say, I remember one time I preached and a man got up and made me look like an idiot. I preached and I had a mama. She had the windows blowed out of her house when she was a kid. Big wind got up. She's terrified of storms. Terrified. We had them old box springs. And some of y'all know, some of you laid on them, you know, old bed springs. Just got up high off the bed. God is my witness. I've had her 2 or 3 in the morning, Larry, waking me up. Honey? Hun? I said, yeah. She said, get up, get on the bed. It's a storming. Well, I sound asleep. She put me on the bed. You know what she'd do? She'd never get on there first. She put me in on there. And then she'd get down on there and she'd climb in on there with me. And I know some of y'all big old bullies and God ain't scared rode across your forehead. And but you know it's just wonderful. My little old mama, Miss Karen, she'd reach out there. She'd hold my hand. She'd say, hon, I'm with you on here. The storm's over. We had an old window there beside the bed. I can see it right now. She'd guess she's hun, just stay there now. I'm gonna get up and look a minute. She'd get up and look. She'd say, no, wind's still blowing. I'm gonna get back on there with you. God love her. 83 years old. God love her. She'd get out and on that old bed. She'd say, son, come on out now. Said the wind's a blowing. I preached that one morning. Old preacher got up and he said, to fear sin, then I guess every one of us sin. Because I done found out I'm not near as large and in charge as I thought I was. Because Jesus, I can't do this without you. You know, we can be full of Bible. I understand perfect love casts out fear. I know that verse. I know all about that Bible. Perfect love casts out fear. My problem is, I'm just not filled with Him enough. Lord, I just can't do it without You. Can I remind you, the disciples feared. They done it for a living, neighbor. They've seen a lot of storms. You say, preacher, I can handle it. Well, you hang on. It's one coming you can't. I'd be careful. Talk about my brother and my sister. I know what I'd do if I was him. Yeah, my daddy had a good saying in Tennessee. Boy, you always remember this. Everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. Oh, I know how I'd raise your young'uns, but what have I done with mine? I know how I can tell you to run your marriage. What am I doing with mine? I got so much to say, but I've got to move on. It's got a whole lot of preaching in me this morning. I want to say, Lord, I can't do it without you. Cuss the overwhelming wave, the overpowering wind, but Lord, this overboard walk. I want you to watch what he done. He didn't say, Lord, bid me to come to you in the boat. But he said, Lord, bid me come to you on the water. I love to get around people that goes overboard in worship. I love Brother Donald. I love some of you just... I love people just going overboard and giving, you know. Oh, God requires me 10%, but a waitress requires 15%. I'm going to smile at her and frown at him. I love people going overboard and good things for Jesus. Matter of fact, rest of them old Baptists sitting back there, you know what they was doing? They're saying, you can't do that. Why in the world would you want to do that? I mean, we're fine. He said, I want a closer walk. Anybody this morning want a closer walk? You know, I'm tired just going to church and mundane services. I sure am glad when you have a church where you can get a closer walk. Somebody made a compliment on this church the other day. He said, I tell you what you can't do. You can't go down there regularly and live like the devil. It'll bother you. God, that's the way church... What biggest compliment's ever been paid about Liberty Baptist Church? You can't go down there living like the devil. And let me tell y'all folks something. Contrary to what you've heard, I love people. And if we didn't love people, we wouldn't preach to people. We'd just smooze you. Shake all the little ladies' hands and kiss all the babies and let you right out at 2 minutes to 12 so you wouldn't talk about it. Now it's just 7 minutes to 12. I got to preach longer. Don't want y'all getting spoilt about. You know, all these big hobnogging places, they got big clocks everywhere and man, whatever you do, don't you go past 12 now. They'll vote you out. I feel some Dean McNeese rearing up in me this morning. These rednecks has got something for people with an attitude. I want a closer walk. Isn't it amazing how just minding your own business the devil will mess with you? And you know something, watch this now. He began to sink. Isn't it amazing the things a lot of times has been under us or now over us? Things we never worried about, we walked right on top of, now they're right on top of us. People never used to bother you, you used to just walk right across the top of them, love Jesus, and now they're running you crazy. It's quiet. I'll bring you some preaching back here this morning. Isn't it amazing how things that's been under us get on top of us? Boy, our job, man, we used to say, you know something, when you're always doubting yourself, you can't do nothing. When you doubt every decision you make, I mean, my goodness, you can't go no play. Did I do right? Am I okay? Did I do right? Am I okay? Like a Chihuahua dog chasing his tail. You ever seen that? You know what Peter said? Lord, if it be thou. He got direction. That ain't blind faith. He got direction. Then he made a decision. Yeah, I want to do that. Lord didn't pull him out of that boat. And the Lord ain't going to pull you to heaven. You got to move to Him by faith. Direction, decision. Boy, he is doing good. And all of a sudden, he looked at his situation. Boy, the devil would have us to look at our situation. Sometimes, when I lay down in my bed at night, and Miss Renee, bless her heart, she's just sound asleep. And all of a sudden I say, I see all this responsibility. Lord, I can't do this without You. Some of these little old babies come around and put their money in this bucket. They need You. They need a church family. But we can't do this by ourselves. Brother Rodney, you're one of the finest men I've ever met. God's given you a gift to build Him, but you know what? We can't do this without Him. Young'uns, y'all come. Won't you sing that song again? Sound man, get that song up for these young'uns to come back and sing. Lord, I can't do this without You. I want to say I can't make it with the overwhelming way. Let me tell you something. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun this morning. This overwhelming way, this overpowering wind, is the wind blowing you right in the midst of things this morning? Won't you come and say, Lord, just give me a word. Lord, just speak a word to me in this storm. And then, Lord, this overboard walk. I don't want to pastor a regular church, Brother Michael. I don't. God bless them. I don't want to just be an old normal Christian. Full of bitterness. Blaming God because I didn't be president of Pepsi-Cola. Worked 24 years and He said, now get out and quit. I don't want to blame God. Buried a brother. Buried a lot of love. I don't want to blame God. He don't make no mistakes. God, I know whatever happens to me, it's for my good. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And God, I love You. And I know You're helping me. But Lord, can I tell you in front of all these people this morning, I can't do it without You. Lord, our church has done great and mighty things. But we couldn't have done a one without You. Lord, I want to see great and mighty things happen again. But I know, Lord, from the depth of my soul, we can't do it without You.